the governments are really concerned. University presidents are really concerned about the growing levels of depression, anxiety, and general mental disorder. Rise of suicide rates in all of these countries that I mentioned. So we have a global epidemic here. And once again, going back, so isn't the 21-to-1 ratio good? Isn't it important? Shouldn't it even be increased? How can we even think about studying happiness and well-being and love and joy? Shouldn't we first deal with the real pressing problem of depression, anxiety, neurosis, and so on? Some truth to that, but again, what I'm going to argue for in this class is that we do need to also, not only, not exclusively, not even necessarily primarily, we need to also focus on the positive. I'm going to talk about three reasons why we should do that. The first reason is that it is important to focus on what works, because what works, or what we focus on rather, creates reality. And if we focus on what is working, we'll have more working in our world, more working in ourselves, more working in our relationships. The second reason why positive psychology as an independent field of study, as a course in and of itself, is important is that being happy is not just the negation of happiness. It doesn't mean that if I just get rid of depression or anxiety that I'm experiencing,